in there because it was for me to remember that I was going after this career and all the dreams and hopes that I had, which is why I moved to Vegas. And I started this about a month after moving to Vegas. And it was also my way so that if when I'm 70, 80, 90 years old and I've never made it to modeling, that I can remember, like, at one point in time, I was 21 years old and I was hot and people wanted to see me naked. So, like, this is my goal. This is my dream. And you can't forget about it, whether it happened or it didn't happen. But I guess it's happening. So I'm not going to look back at 80 and be like, well, damn it.
Oh, well. Now, moving over to another form of art, you spoke about you went to a recent convention. Are you a comic nerd?
That's another thing that people are pushing on me, but not really pushing because I love art. And so a lot of people, they appreciate comics and graphic novels and stuff like that for the works themselves. I just really like pretty pictures. And so you can just hand me anything and it has a pretty picture and I'm like, oh my God. And I will stand there and just overanalyze it and pull it apart and create something that the picture says about my life. And then I'll have this like massive realization and all of these like spiritual things will happen from some silly picture. So I became involved in it, because of that, as well as the fact that I really love dressing up. And I'm not an actress and I'm not in plays or anything like that. So you really don't have this normal option of like just dressing up in costume and being a big kid, and that you do. So with cosplay, I can be anybody that I want. And that also falls into my love of hair and makeup, which has been my passion since I was 10, 11 years old. Because I love hair and makeup because at any point in time, you can create yourself into anything that you want to be, anybody that you want to be or any idea of something. And with cosplay, it's just an extension of that.
And on that subject, what about the cosplay itself? I mean, what do you cosplay and how do you go about it? Do you make your own costumes or do you buy or like, how is it?
It depends on the costume. My first like legit cosplay was Daria. That's just because I love Daria. I think I am Daria. Yeah.
And I'm so, Trent.
Yes. I used, I recycled a stripper skirt that I had for that. And then somebody had given me a pair of boots that I actually used for my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles costume. So I'm like, okay, it's perfect for Daria. And then I just went and bought a t-shirt and then a like a button-up to go over it because hers was a very simple costume. But it's not like I went out and bought a Daria costume. While I was in Guadalajara at that comic convention, they had a booth that was set up that was cosplay lovers. And so they had like an Alice in Wonderland costume and stuff like that that I did buy. But then my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume, that was actually made for me by Stefan Alonso. And he cuts up all kinds of t-shirts and leggings and anything you can imagine. So it's just a normal t-shirt from Hot Topic, but he made it into a bodysuit. So now I've gone from wearing a t-shirt to actually being a turtle. So then I just bought like my book bag shell and stuff like that. But then I bought a Breaking Bad costume, which that one, it was easy because I literally just bought a hazmat suit on Amazon and that one was done. So far the things that I've seen in my head, I've gone for like the easier route to start off with, because I am new to it. So it can get kind of pricey because I'm a bit of a brat and a perfectionist. So I want everything to be super, super nice instead of just thrown together. But I have a sewing machine and I have a lot of friends who sew and are in cosplay. So I'm trying to recruit all of them to come over and help me start making my costumes a lot more. So.
Excellent. Now, speaking on cons, I mean, do you attend them regularly, or is that kind of also a new thing?
Fairly new. Comic-Con in San Diego, summer of 2013, 2014. And, that was my first time there, but I'd been wanting to go forever, but it had just never worked out. And that's just because I've always had this love of it. I've had a love of the industry for years, but I never, took the plunge to actually put myself into it until a few years ago. And now I'm trying to go to as many as I can, but I haven't had the ability to go to as many as I want to. So I hope that it becomes a more regular thing, but currently it's kind of sporadic.
Understood. So I understand there is a new project in the works. Not much has been said of it yet, and we can't talk about it, folks, too much either.
It's I have some food projects.
I know. So what can you tell us about what you're going to do next?
Well, two things that I'm actually working on. One of them is in September, I went to the Suicide Girls Black Heart Burlesque audition. And even though I have been dancing for 10 years, being in an audition setting, I have not done since I tried out for cheerleading in 10th grade. And I was cut, by the way. So it didn't really work out well, and it didn't really work out well this time either. And so I walked out of the audition before I feel I was going to be inevitably cut. And I then came back to Vegas, and I was like, I'm on a mission. I am taking dance lessons. This is going to happen. So I've been taking dance lessons from 2 to 5 hours, 7 days a week, since around the end of October, November timeframe. And that led me to starting a YouTube channel that is called Your Suicide Girl Learns to Dance. Since my goal is to be on the Suicide Girls kick line, I figured I might as well start this YouTube channel so that people can see the journey as it happens and watch me fall off the pole or slip and fall while I'm trying to do some choreographed dance move or something stupid. I'm currently working on my splits, so we can all laugh about that for a little while. So I've got that going on and continuously working on my dancing to hopefully make it on their kick line. So we'll see what happens. And then my other project is I'm working with Fremont East Studios here in Las Vegas on a reality show about my life, but, it's just in the very beginning of that. So there's still a lot more to, be said about that, but that'll come at a later date.
Very well. Is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for keeping in touch with me and following and being so amazing and supportive and enjoying what I do. And you guys, thank you for having me here as well. You're awesome, and it's always a pleasure.
Of course. And would you like to tell everybody about your websites?
Currently, the social media that I have is my Suicide Girls page, of course. That's where I wrote most of my blogs and post my photos. And the screen name on there is Olivia Black. And then my Facebook fan page and my Twitter are both Miss Olivia Black. And then because all of my Instagrams keep getting deleted, I'm on my 7th Instagram, and I'm just sharing it with my dog now. I hijacked hers. So that one is babybella_muffin.
Understood. Well, Olivia, I want to thank you very much for sitting down and talking with me. And I wish you best of luck in all your future ventures.
Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great day.
And you. This is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast.